Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's that time of the week again. It's only Steph Moon time.
Yay, Will, how are you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
Fabulous, thank you. Yes.
Nice to see you, Here we are in September and we keep saying it every week, the nights are drawing in.
Oh, Will, I've brought you something warming.
What's this that we've got tonight then, Steph?
So, Will, you know what? Well, I suppose I do quite a lot of spicy stuff, but this actually isn't that spicy. This is an unusual thing. It's a stuffed pancake. It's called a masala dosa.
Steph, you're really trying to get me to try new things here. This is not normally something, you know, I'm a bit of a steak and chips boy.
You are a bit of a steak and chips
guy. I went out for my tea last night and I had a lovely ham hock pie. You know, that's my type of thing, Steph.
Well, this is a bit different. It's actually vegetarian. Well, it's actually vegan. And, you know, if you're having to cook for somebody who's vegetarian or vegan and you don't know what to do, I think this is surprisingly easy. If you make the batter yourself, like I have, you're using gram flour, you're using lentil flour, you have to grind the pulses to make the flour, and it's quite a long, drawn-out process, and you have to ferment it overnight. Now, what I would recommend you do is buy a dosa packet mix,
right,
which is a bit like a ready-made packet mix. You just add water, and it makes this very light, fluffy batter. And so you make your pancake. In essence, it's a fermented pancake. Sounds revolting.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, it tastes
I'm
awesome.
Staying with it at the moment.
It tastes awesome. It is very much sort of Indian street food, this. And I do like to bring in a bit of street food now and again. And I do think this is, when you actually, obviously I made them at home. And when you make them at home, they're very crispy. But now they've travelled here, so they've not got that crispiness that they have when you first make them. But what's great about them, once you've made that batter, you let it sit for 10 minutes or so and it fluffs up. It goes like a bit like a volcano. It really fluffs up to double the size. And then pop your batter into the pan, and then you have to make the like a potato curry mix to go with it. So I chopped some new potatoes, fried some onion, added some ginger and chili, like ground up, like a masala paste. Ginger and chili in there. And then I added turmeric. Then I added some cumin seeds, some mustard seeds. You pop those in the pan with a bit of coconut oil and some fresh coconut. And then you add all the potatoes and the onions and everything in. Fry it all off and then stick it in the oven to roast with the turmeric, with the masala, with the spices in there, the cumin seeds and the mustard seeds, and all that mix with a little bit of chopped fresh spring onion and some cauliflower just makes the most awesome potato curry. So, and then you sit it in the pancake, fold it over, and it's like hand food. You don't have to, you know, it's easy to eat. So this pancake, it's wacky, it's different. If you've never tried it, I would recommend probably buying a mix first because it is quite tricky to make.
This seems to be one of Steph Moon's more adventurous dishes for you to try.
And yet when you look at it, it looks like a pancake stuffed with potato curry. But it's a tricky one to do, but worth the effort. That's how I would
describe it. I've been trying a bit whilst you've been speaking. In fact, you're just digging in now.
I am indeed. I've had two of these for my lunch.
there's a lot of taste in there, isn't there, Steph?
You know, vegan food and vegetarian food, I try to, you know, do the odd dish here and there, and I know Lizzie appreciates it.
This is Lizzie from the news team here at Stray FM.
She's already had a couple of these. She said to me, Steph, I think I'll take a few of these home, which is always a good sign, I think.
Steph, everybody loves it when you come into the radio station.
Anyway, so, I think it's worth the effort. I think give it a go, you know. There's a recipe book called Prashad, and they make a fantastic dosa. The ladies at Mango in Wetherby, the vegetarian restaurant in Wetherby, they make a fantastic dosa. You know, give them a try. If you don't want to make one yourself, go along to Mango in Wetherby and give it a go.
Do you know, it's been absolutely fantastic. Steph Moon, thank you so much. I cannot wait to see what drink is going to be paired to go along with these.
This is a challenge for the ladies.
Ladies, VSQ Gin and More, take it away.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.